请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow in prayer, friends.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, commence this evening service.
唱诗277首。
Let's sing hymn 277.
求主耶稣带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
We pray together. May the Lord guide this evening service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel up together, one accord.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习使命的承传。
This evening we will study the succession of mission.
当我们在教会里面谈到传承，大部分我们都想到信仰的传承。
In the church, normally we talk about the succession. We always mention about the succession of faith.
所谓信仰的传承，就是把我们所领受的信仰传给我们的下一代。
Which means that we do pass our faith, our belief to the next generation.
这个是做父母一个最重要的责任。
Of course, this is the most important responsibility of parents.
我们当父母对子女有很多的责任。
As parents, we have a lot of responsibilities to our children.
但是最重要的责任是把信仰传给我们下一代。
The most important task is to pass our faith to the next generation.
如果这一点成功了
，if we are successful,
我们离世就没有遗憾。
There will be no regret when we depart from this world.
如果这一点没有成功
，if we were unsuccessful,
不管我们把下一代栽培的多么成功，我们都会很遗憾的离开。
No matter how our next generations were educated, it's still a regret.
但是信仰的承传有它的时间性。
The succession of faith has its time.
到下一代离开我们，我们的影响力就没有了。
And when we leave, when we depart from the next generation, then our influences are gone.
而且从小的关系会影响我们大以后对下一代的影响。
Our relationship with the children since a young age will also influence their faith.
如果小的时候信仰没有立下根基以后大的很难影响。
So if a child doesn't have a good foundation, it will be rather difficult to establish his faith.
所以我们在教会里面看到很多的父母非常注重下一代的信仰这个是非常感人的一件事情。
That's why we notice a lot of parents pay attention to the faith of the next generation. This is indeed very touched.
那除了信仰的传承，还有使命的传承。
And besides of that, we also have the succession of mission.
但是这一点常常被忽略。
And this is usually neglected.
因为信仰的传承会影响我们的得救。
The succession of faith will directly influence our salvation.
所以我们大部分每一个如果明白道理都非常的谨慎。
Anyone who is familiar with the biblical teachings ought to be very cautious.
但是使命的传承有时候我们就忽略了。
Very often we neglect the succession of mission.
因为有时候我们在教会里面成长一辈子，也没有认真去想过到底神给我什么使命。
Perhaps some of us never even think about during our lifetime what kind of a mission that God gives to me.
但是如果我们很认真的想神给我们的使命
，if we think over about this about the mission very thoroughly,
我们就会很认真的想要把这个使命传下去。
Then we realize.The succession of mission is also very important.
因为这不是对人的一个交代，这是对神的一个交代。
It's not just commission to the man, and also our responsibility and duty to the Lord.
我们承受使命不是从人来的。
We do not receive the mission from man.
我们承受使命是从神来的。
And we receive the mission from God.
所以将来我们要向神交账，不是要向人交账。
Therefore, in the end, we're going to report to the Lord.
我们将来也要从神得到奖赏，不是从人得到奖赏。
At the end, we will also receive the reward from God, not from man.
我们活在世界上一辈子，每一个人有不同的活法。
We live on this earth. Different people may have different lifestyle.
每一个人有不同的理想。
different people, we also have different ambitions and different plans.
所以我们看人生活到中年以后, 每一个人都不太一样。
So when the person is in his middle age, you will notice they behave very differently.
有的人很平凡。
Someone live in a very simple and normal life.
有的人辉煌腾达。
Some people are very successful.
所以名片里面有很多的头衔。
You may notice a person may have a lot of titles on his business card.
但是人生的结论是一样的。
And they all come to the same end of life.
我们到最后都归回于零。
Everything we have will become nothing.
但是会使我们不同的是什么？
But what is the major difference?
就是我们对神领受的使命。
Which is the mission we received from the Lord.
如果我们愿意尽力地去做,
we want to do it diligently
很忠心地去做,
and faithfully.
不但我们从神能够领受奖赏,
not only we receive the reward from the Lord,
我们所做的工作会对别人会教会 产生很大的影响,
but also the works we have done will influence the entire church.
所以我们需要好好来思想神给我们什么使命。
Therefore, we ought to think over carefully and thoroughly what kind of mission I received from the Lord.
从前代人领受什么使命。
What kind of mission, we can take a look of the mission received from our older generation.
我们要为下一代交给他们什么使命。
Then we'll study and how we're going to pass the mission to the next generation.
最近我有机会听到 全世界各个不同总会在报告。
Recently, I have the opportunity to listen to the reports from different general assemblies.
很仔细去思想。
And I meditate and ponder over very thoroughly.
有的总会已经在做传教80周年纪念。
Some general assemblies celebrate the 80th anniversary of evangelism.
但是信仰数是2000多个人。 但信仰的人信徒的人数是2000多人。
But they only maintain about 2000 members.
但是有的总会时间只有一半。
But some general assemblies were only established for about 40 years.
但是它的人数也是2000多人。
But they also have about 2000 members.
那为什么时间拉长不等于人数加倍？
And why a church has a longer period of time and the membership is not doubled?
或者说 为什么时间短，但是不等于信徒数比别人少？
In contrary, why a church has less history than the church which has a longer history, yet they still maintain a lot of members?
我们仔细去分析。
Let's make analysis.
这个非常重要，就是里面的工人是不是有使命感。
And the very important key is whether every worker feels their responsibility.
是不是真的很投入去完成神给我们的使命？
They do truly understand the missions and are devote wholeheartedly in the church work.
这个会绝对影响我们的教会是不是会兴旺。
They will definitely influence and impact the prosperity of a church.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章
Acts chapter 1
第八节
Verse 8
第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这一句话在讲《使徒行传》的发展历史。
This statement describes the history of Acts of Apostles.
但是这一句话也在指明神对使徒使命的托付。
This also indicates the apostles were commissioned by the Lord.
他们要传福音从耶路撒冷一直到地极。
So they were commissioned to preach from Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
使徒行传第二章，教会在耶路撒冷建立。
In chapter 2, we read that the church was established in Jerusalem.
使徒行传 28章, 福音传到罗马。
And Acts chapter 28 records that the gospel was spread to Rome.
当时就是地极,
and which is at that time at the end of the earth.
那从第一章到28章,
as we read from chapter 1 through 28,
经历两个很重要的工人,
and there are two important workers.
一个是彼得,
one of which was Peter.
从第一章到十二章,
from chapter 1 chapter 12.
一个是保罗,
the next person was Paul.
从十三章到二十八章,
and from chapter 13 through 28.
这个两个神所选用的工人都有一个共同的特色,
and these two chosen workers have a common characteristic.
就是明白神对他们的使命,
they understand the missions given by the Lord.
保罗说,
as Paul said,
彼得是犹太人的使徒,
and Peter was the apostle of the Jews. And God chose me to be the apostle of the Gentiles. So they devoted wholeheartedly to accomplish this mission. We also notice that when Peter was imprisoned, and after his release, he continued to preach.
差不多已经连生命都发生危险,
his life was even threatened.
但是他继续传,
he still preached.
因为他知道神托付他的使命是什么,
he knew the mission given to him by the Lord.
那保罗也是一样,
likewise Paul,
从神拣选他开始,
since the day he was chosen by the Lord,
他知道神要用他传福音,
and he knew that God was to utilize him to spread the gospel.
一直到他在罗马殉道,
until his death in Rome,
他很清楚知道神要叫他做什么,
he clearly understood his mission.
所以他最后说, 那美好的仗我打过了,
as he mentioned that I already fought a good battle.
所以这两个工人,
so these two workers of God,
再加上其他的工人,
and also including other workers,
他们很尽力地完成神对他们的托付,
and they did the best to accomplish the mission.
所以使徒教会就从 耶路撒冷传到地极,
so the gospel was spread from Jerusalem to the end of the earth.
那今天我们真耶稣教会从神领受相同的使命,
in the modern time, nowadays, we receive the same mission from the Lord.
先看马太福音24章,
let's refer to Matthew chapter 24 verse 4,
24章的14节,
verse 14, Matthew chapter 24 verse 14,
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，
and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
什么是末期?
And what is the meaning of the end?
世界的末了,
which is the end of this world.
所以我们是站在世界的末了的这一端,
we are in the era towards the end of the world.
使徒时代是使徒教会的一个开始,
the apostolic church was the beginning of the Christian church.
那个得救纯正的福音从耶路撒冷开始传,
so the pure gospel was spread from the city of Jerusalem.
传到罗马后来保罗就殉道,
until Rome, Paul became a martyr.
进入第二世纪教会就变质,
so the gospel was changed in the beginning of the second century.
虽然有人在传耶稣,
still some people preached the name of Jesus,
但是那个启示的真道已经失落了,
but the gospel, but truth of revelation was lost.
一直到24世纪的初期,
until the beginning of the 20th century,
圣灵降临,
and the Holy Spirit descended,
真教会开始建立,
the true Jesus church was established.
神启示当初 使徒教会这个得救的福音,
and God revealed the original truth to the members of TJC.
所以这个14节是对真耶稣教会的一个使命的托付.
So verse 14 is a message, a commission to the true Jesus Church.
如果天国的福音是指的一般基督教所传的福音,
if the gospel of the kingdom refer only to the gospel preached by other denominations,
那你在非洲的丛林看到好多人已经信耶稣了,
you will notice that in Africa, many people are Christians.
但是末期没有来到啊,
Still, the end hasn't come yet.
所以很清楚, 这个天国的福音是指着得救的要道。
So the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of salvation.
就是真耶稣教会所传的福音。
Which are the essential doctrines which are also preached by the true Jesus Church.
要传遍天下。
And this gospel will preach to all nations.
然后对万民做见证。
And testify to witness to all nations and preach in all the world.
就是每一个人。
So everyone will have the opportunity to listen to the gospel. Then the end will come. So this is commissioned by the Lord to the members of the True Jesus Church. So during the apostolic time, this same mission was given to the members, was given to the church.
遭遇逼迫以后, 那个四散的门徒到处传福音。
So after the persecution of Jerusalem, the members were spread all over the places.
每一个人都带有使命。
So everyone has the same mission.
所以很快地在安提阿建立教会。
And very quickly, the church in Antioch was established.
然后从安提阿往外传福音。
And they preached from Antioch to other places.
那今天,
in the modern time,
nowadays,
we also spread it and live in different places. And God also commissioned us with this gospel of salvation. And in the USA, God commissioned us to spread the gospel. And since USA is part of the world, if you open the map, and there are a lot of places that the gospel haven't been preached to yet. And even the size of California is 11 times of the island of Taiwan. But in California, we have only about 12 churches. It is still insufficient. We have a lot of works to be accomplished.
我们为着要生存，我们需要有工作。
Of course, in order to survive, we must have jobs.
但是这不是我们活着的目的。This
is not the purpose of living on this earth.
活着不是为工作。We
do not just live to work.
工作是为活着。And
to work is for our survival.
活着要做什么?
So what we are going to do when we are still alive?
活着要来完成神对我们的托付。
Is to accomplish the mission given by the Lord.
这样我们人活着才有意义，人生活着才有价值。
Then our life will become meaningful.
所以我们每一个人对这个主所交代的使命需要有一个自觉。
So everyone should realize the mission received from the Lord.
我们尽量的来做。
And we try our best to do.
是我们在完成我们的工作之后可以向神有一个交代。
So when mission is accomplished, we may report to the Lord.
但同时我们也需要把这个使命传给我们的下一代。
Therefore, we should also pass this mission to our next generation.
就好像保罗把这个使命传给下一代一样。
Just like Paul passed his mission to his future generation.
因为保罗知道他的工作不能结束。
Paul knew that he cannot complete his work.
但是他本身会结束。
But his life will come to an end.
所以他需要有一个人来接续他的工作。
So he realized that someone has continued to carry over his duty.
所以在提摩太后书里面保罗提到。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul mentioned,
吩咐提摩太要把这个使命接下去。
He also asked Timothy to continue this mission.
那为着把这个使命接下去, 他对提摩太有一些吩咐。
So he has some words to Timothy.
我们现在看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to the second epistle to Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Chapter 1. Second Timothy chapter 1,
第八节,
verse 8.
你不要以给我们主耶稣做见证为耻, 也不要以我这位主被囚的为耻, 总要按着神的能力, 与我为福音同受苦难。
Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of him his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
保罗吩咐提摩太,
So Paul commissioned Timothy.
要为福音来同受苦难。
And he will suffer for the gospel.
什么叫做同受苦难?
And what does that mean? Share with me in the sufferings for the gospel.
就是要为福音来牺牲。
It means that he is going to sacrifice his life for the gospel.
没有牺牲, 怎么谈得上受苦难?
Without sacrifice, how can a person suffer?
所以这个同受苦难就是一种牺牲。
So share with me in the suffering for the gospel means that to sacrifice your life.
那这样啊, 福音才能够传开来。
Then the gospel will be spreaded.
所以我们今天, 我们这一代, 在我们的工作上可以很投入。
We may be very devoted in the sacred works in our generation. And we will be able to see a progress.
但是如果我们在圣工,
in order to make continuous progress in the sacred works,
我们需要有投入,
then we have to devote first, devote our life and time.
神与我们同工啊, 我们圣工才能有进步。
Then the Lord co-work with us will see the progress and success.
那受苦的力量从哪里来?
And where does the power of suffering come from?
先看第二章的第一节。
Let's continue to read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我儿啊, 你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
为什么一个人能受苦?
So how can a person suffer for the Lord?
因为他很刚强。
Because he's very strong.
为什么一个人能刚强?
Why can a person be strong?
因为他身上有主的恩典。
Since he has the grace of God.
所以我们凭着自己的意志要为主耶稣来受苦, 没有办法撑多久的。
With our own ambition, we'll not be able to sustain.
我们唯一能够刚强来为神的工作受苦是因为有神的恩典在我们身上。
The reason we can sustain and suffer for the Lord is because we have the power of God.
那这个神的恩典是怎么来的?
So where do we receive the grace of God?
是我们跟神亲近来的。
It's due to our spiritual communication to the Lord.
所以神的能力显在我们身上。
Then the power of the Lord will be manifested on us.
这样就有神的恩典。
Then we will have the grace of God.
信仰有体验。
Then we will have experience in our belief.
我们知道我们所拜的神是有力的神。
Then we know that the God whom we worship is the most powerful, is a powerful God.
与我们同在的,
and he abides with us.
所以我们就不怕,
then we shall not be frightened.
所以有时候我们常常到一个比较落后的地区去传福音,
say we preach in rather a remote area.
你如果算太多因素下去, 你连一步你也不敢去。
If you try to consider a lot of factors, you will not be able to even step foot on this continent.
到非洲会疟疾,
for instance, in Africa, you will going to encounter malaria.
那到非洲你要帮他们洗礼啊, 那个水池里面, 什么东西都有。
If you baptize someone in the river, there are all kinds of germs, virus, bacteria.
那在非洲里面有抢劫。
You will face a robbery.
所以你如果把所有的因素都考虑进去, 你一步也没有办法。
If you try to consider all kinds of possible factors in Africa, you dare even not to step on.
但是为什么这个工作能够从1979年做到现在2007年, 28年?
Why can this mission be carried out since 1979 for 28 years until this day?
就是在神的恩典上刚强起来。
It is because we are strong in the grace of the Lord.
我们知道神会保守我们。
We know the Lord will preserve us.
我们也体会到神在保守我们。
We also experience the perseverance of God.
所以当我们踏到这个地图的时候, 我们知道神与我们同在。
So when we step on the soil of Africa, we know that God is with us.
因此这样我们才不会怕。
Therefore, we will not be frightened.
那这样我们工作才能够做下去。
And then we'll be able to sustain and continue the mission.
我们到多米尼加去传福音。
When we were preaching in Dominica,
那个住的房子不是很好。
The living condition is poor.
也有老鼠, 也有蟑螂, 什么都有。
There are rats and encroaches.
那你如果把一些因素考虑进去,
so if you try to consider all these factors again,
谁会去, 谁愿意去?
Nobody is willing to travel to such a remote area.
你可能找不到一个人。
You found nobody.
但是现在不但工人去, 连义工也去。
Not only the full-time minister traveled to Dominica, also including the volunteers.
这个义工是学生。
All these volunteers are students.
也有男的, 也有女的。
Male and female.
为什么?
Why?
就在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Again, they are strong in the grace of the Lord.
所以他才能够继续在那个地方工作。
So they will be able to sustain and continue to serve in those areas.
因此有时候我们生活舒服有一个非常严重的一个缺点。
So sometimes we live in comfort, in comfort and ease that could be a shortcoming.
就是你没有办法受苦。
You'll not be able to suffer.
那如果没有办法受苦，
If you are not be able to suffer,
很多神的托付没有办法完成。
A lot of missions from the Lord cannot be carried out.
所以要在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Again, we should be strong in the grace of the Christ.
这样我们才有办法为神的托付来牺牲奉献。
Then we'll be able to sacrifice and carry out the mission.
这是保罗对提摩太一个勉励。
And this is an encouragement from Paul to Timothy.
因此对一个每一个年轻人来说
Therefore to every youth,
我们一个人生的 vision, 一个人生的远见不在乎在世界上赚多少钱。
So our vision is not what we earn on this earth.
在乎我们能够为神成就多少。
It doesn't matter how much we can serve the Lord.
我在神学院有两个同学。
When I was in the theological school, I have two classmates.
一个做出来做圣工第一年就离世了。
One classmate passed away after the first year was ordained as a full-time minister.
另外一个今年退休了。
And another of my classmates retired this year.
离世就是人生的一个结束。
The death is the end of a life.
虽然他只服侍一年。
Although he only served the Lord for one year.
但是这一年他是服侍神离世的。
And he passed away while serving the Lord.
虽然很短
It was such a short period of time.
但是这很有意义
It was so meaningful.
这是很有价值的
And so valuable.
所以人生的成功不在乎你拥有什么在世界
So the success of a person doesn't mean what you have earned on this earth.
而在乎我们为神做什么
And it doesn't matter how much you can serve the Lord.
因为最后要判断我们不是任何一个人
During the final judgment, it is not based on man's point of view.
我们是要面对神。
We are going to face the Lord.
来得到神的称赞。
And to be praised and rewarded by him.
这个是我们人生最后要面对的。
This is the last thing we're going to face during the end of our life.
所以我们要在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Therefore, once again, we should be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
对一个人的人生有属灵的 vision, 属灵的远见。
So a person should have a spiritual vision in his life.
而不是从世界去抄袭一些世俗的人生观跟成功的一种思想。
And we should not try to follow the secular vision.
因为这是暂时的。
And this world is temporary.
这是可见的。
And it's...
这个是看得见。
Oh, it's visible.
我们所在意的是看不见。
What we expect is unseen. It's invisible.
所以我们要把这个使命传给我们的下一代。
So in order for, therefore, we have to pass this mission to the next generation.
我们需要建立他们的信心。
We have to build up their faith.
使他们的价值观建立在信心上面。
So the value of life is built upon the Lord.
会注重那看不见的。
So they will look upon the things which cannot be seen.
而不是建筑在眼见上面。
So the faith is now built upon visible things.
我们看
physical stuff.
50年代以前
prior to the 1950s,
大部分非洲的 missionary 外教会这个宣教士全部都是欧洲跟美国。
Most of the evangelists in the missionary works were the Caucasians from Europe.
但是现在你到非洲去看
，Now if you travel in Africa,
差不多。三分之二以上这个宣教士全部都是开发中的国家的。
And you notice that about two-thirds of the workers are from the developing countries.
欧洲跟美国很少。
Very few pastoral workers are from Europe and USA.
生活的进步，生活的舒服，使人在属灵上失去一种远见。
And due to the uplift of the a living standard, people have lost that vision.
使人在这个属灵上失去一种受苦的勇气。
And spiritually, a man has no courage to suffer.
反而在生活很单纯的地方有很多的宣教士。
And yet, yet in the country which has simple life, you will notice there are a lot of sacred workers.
所以生活水准的提高，生活的享受，这是神的恩典。
Of course, it is God's blessing that we have a better life.
但是我们不能够让神的恩典成为我们服侍神的绊脚石。
But it shouldn't become the stumbling block of serving the Lord.
这样我们才能够恩上加恩。
Other than that, then we'll be able to receive a grace of grace.
有物质上的恩典，我们更有为神来受苦、服侍神这种属灵的恩典。
Better physical blessing, then we should do even more to serve the Lord spiritually.
好，我们先来看啊，提摩太后书第二章。
Let's continue to read 2 Timothy chapter 2.
啊，二十一节。
Verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for home, sanctified and useful for the master.Prepare for every good work.
这里说，在有钱的人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
And it states here that in a great house there are not the vessels of gold and silver.
也就是说它的材料不一样。
And all these vessels are made from different materials.
金的很有价值。
Of course, a golden vessel is very precious, very valuable.
泥土做的就没有什么价值。
And a vessel of clay has less value.
但是这个价值是用人的眼睛来看的。
But it is valued only by the view of human beings.
但是到最后，在神看为贵重的器皿，不在乎它是金的还是土的。
But in the eyes of God, it doesn't matter how.What material is used was used to make this vessel?
而在乎它不是是不是有脱离卑贱的事情。
And what it does matter is, as the Bible says, sanctified and useful for the master.
成为圣洁。
And prepare for every good work.
那什么是卑贱的事情？
As what are the what are the honor and the dishonor work?
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你要逃避少年人的私欲。
Flee also youthful lust.
可见我们这个世代很注重欲望。
As we may notice that in our era, a man look upon lust.
我最近在搭飞机。
Recently, I was flying in a plane.
有一次四个钟头在飞机上。
And for one trip, it was about 10 hours of flying.
我就试着从开始看那个电影免费的看到降落。
And I tried to watch the free movies from the beginning to the end until the plane. Yeah, I did the plane land.
我看了四部电影。
I watched four movies.
我有一个结论。
And I make one conclusion.
你本来一个很单纯、很清洁的心呢、看了电影之后，你心就不是这么清洁。
In the beginning, you may have a clean and pure heart. And after watching the movies, you may not have a clean heart anymore.
差不多每一部电影都是要引起你的欲望。
And almost every movie will arouse your lust.
但是这种变成世界普遍的一种文化。
This has become a very common culture.
人注重娱乐。
Man looks upon entertainment.
所以如果这一代不是很谨慎的来脱离卑贱的事情，就很难找到贵重的器皿。
So if this generation is not pay attention to cleansing himself, it will be very hard to find a valuable vessel.
可能在人的眼中有金器银器。
Perhaps in the eyes of man there are vessels of gold and silver.
但是神所看重的是贵是自洁的。
But God looks upon differently. It is a holy and pure vessel.
这才是贵重的器皿。
And this is considered as a valuable vessel.
我在另外一个飞行也是四个钟头。
And in another trip, I also spent 10 hours of flying.
我带一本大本圣经。
And I took a giant print Bible.
我上飞机开始读。
And since the beginning of the trip, I read the Bible.
我要比较看看到底有什么不同。
And I try to compare what are the differences.
我把撒迦利亚书读了一遍。
And I read through the book of Zechariah once.
我发现不一样。
I found that it's very, very different.
同样在飞机上，感受不一样。
And you have a different feeling, standing in the airplane.
那我看在飞机场。
Also at the airport.
男女老少每个人都去买一些八卦杂志在飞机上读。
I noticed that many people bought the gossip magazines to read.
那如果这个是基督徒
if this is a Christian,
我想这种时间的利用不但是浪费而且污秽了一个人。
If to a Christian, it is actually, it, Reading this kind of a gossip magazine will defile his mind.
所以我们要承受这个使命，不单只是说主啊，你把工作托付给我。
So in order to receive the mission, not just we simply receive the mission.
而是在神面前要立志做一个贵重的器。
We have to determine and make determination to become valuable and precious vessel.
这样才能够合乎主用。
That will be able to serve in accordance to his will.
还行各样的善事。
That will be able to do all kinds of good deeds.
所以现在的这个世代，不但守道越来越难。
Therefore, in this generation, it's hard to keep the faith.
我们要服侍神呢，也越来越难。
It's even more difficult to serve the Lord.
难不只是在外在的环境。
The difficult part is not just our external environment.
难更在乎我们内在的更新，太多。
Yeah. The most difficult part is the renewal or the cultivation of our heart.
但是除非我们靠着神能够突破,
unless we rely on God to break through,
不然我们很难做贵重的器,
otherwise it's impossible for us to become the precious vessel.
所以我们对下一代的青年,
thus to the youth of our next generation,
我们需要有更多的榜样,
and we should become role models,
使他们能够效法。
So they will be able to follow.
我们需要有更多更有力量的见证。
And we have to have more powerful testimonies and witnesses.
告诉下一代，我们的生活不一定要照着世俗完全去抄袭。
So we can tell the next generations that we do not really have to follow the current.
我们可以发展出自己一种属灵的生活形态。
And we can even develop a spiritual lifestyle.
不一定每一个人的家里有50寸的电视，我家就一定要有。
Not necessarily that when we see someone has a 15-inch of TV, then I must have one as well.
我们不一定要抄袭别的。
We do not have to follow the others.
我们可以从圣经发展一套自己的生活方式。
We can follow the footsteps, the teachings from the Bible, and try to establish a spiritual lifestyle.
使我们能够过一个圣洁的生活。
So we can live in a holy life.
预备自己，合乎主用。
And preparing ourselves to be utilized by the Lord.
这是我们这一代的挑战。
And this is a challenge. This is a challenge we're going to face in our generation.
我们需要去思想。
We have to meditate.
我们在神面前需要立志。
We have to make determinations in front of the Lord.
我们需要行动。
We have to put into action.
我们才能够把这个使命接下来。
Then we'll be able to take this mission.
然后传给我们的下一代。
And pass to the next generation.
使我们教会能够继续不断的发展。
Then our church will be able to continue to develop.
使我们未来的工作比以前的工作做得更好。
So we'll do better in the future works.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
278首
278
我们把世界地图打开来看
If you take a look of the world atlas
世界有五大洲
There are five continents
其中一洲就是美洲
And North America is one of the continents
美国的上面是加拿大
And right above of the USA is Canada
大概有600个信徒
There are about 6 members in Canada.
美国的下面是中美跟南美。
Beneath Africa, USA is Central America and South America.
大概有200-300个信徒。
There are about 200-300 members.
但是这是一块非常广大的一块地。
This is indeed a vast continent.
是一个西班牙语系的国家。
It is Latin America.
在美国本土里面,
in the USA mainland,
有几千万是讲西班牙话,
there are several millions of Spanish speaking people.
西班牙的宣道工作到现在还没有开始。
And we still haven't started preaching to the Hispanic people.
如果真耶稣教会的使命是传遍这个使徒那个得救的福音,
If the mission of True Jesus Church is to spread the gospel of apostolic time.
今天我们在美国的信徒，我们的责任何等的重。
So as the member in the True Jesus Church in USA, we have very heavy task.
我们除了要发展美国的圣工,
not only we have to make progress in the church work.
我们需要有更多人学西班牙话，然后往西班牙语系的国家去发展。
We should have more people to learn Spanish in order to preach the gospel to the Latin American countries.
这是神给我们一个机会。
This is the opportunity provided by the Lord.
这也是神给我们一个恩典。
And this is also the grace of God.
每一个人都要活一辈子。每一个人都要活他的一生。
Oh, everyone has his own life.
但是我们要怎么活？
How are we going to live? How are we going to live?
最有价值呢？
And so it can be more valuable.
我们需要求神给我们有远见。
So we ought to ask the Lord to give us a vision.
礼拜三晚上我在台北教会聚会。
I attended the service on Wednesday in Taipei Church.
我在他的大厅看到很多的照片。
I saw a lot of pictures in the main hall.
其中有一个是第一届神学班。
One of the pictures was
神学班
there was a picture. There was a graduate picture of the first theological seminary.
里面有99个大专的青年参加。
There were 99 college students attended that seminary.
现在大概这个大概已经经过了30年以上了。
So this has been more than 3 decades.
我看到里面的每一个人。
And I browse through everyone in that picture.
我发现有的人在属灵上相当的成功。
And actually some of them were very successful spiritually.
有人在属事上相当的成功。
And someone was very successful in the world.
但是有的人已经从教会消失了。
And some of them even disappeared from the church.
但是当初是何等的热心。
And how zealous they were during the time when they were attending the seminary.
所以圣经说，事情的终局强过事情的起头。
The end of the event is more important than its beginning.
真的，我们要把信仰坚持到底。
We have to endure our faith until the end.
我们要把我们对神的服事的坚持到底。
We have to serve the Lord and our attitude of serving the Lord until the end.
我要走在信仰的这一条路上，以服事神做目标，我们的人生才有价值。
So, as long as we are on this path, on this path of faith, then our life will become more meaningful.
我们做信主的人，唯一值得我们羡慕的是一个人信仰很坚定，非常热心的服事神。
As a believer, what we admire for is a person who can have a strong faith and endure his faith until the end.
其他世界上的成功，有感谢神。
Whether he have any success in the world, yes, if he has, thanks the Lord.
没有也不需要。
If he doesn't have any success in this world, it doesn't matter.
因为这会过去的。
And everything will be gone.
我们一定要抓住我们的人生目标。
We should grasp on very firmly what is the target, the goal of life.
努力来发展我们的教会。
We should zealously to develop church.
这样我们人生才有价值。
Then our life will become more meaningful.
我们明天晚上有家庭布道会。
Tomorrow evening we'll have the family evangelical service.
再过几个礼拜我们有灵恩布道会。
And several weeks later we're going to have the spiritual convocation.
这是我们圣何西教会半年来最重要一个圣功。
This is the most important separate works of the San Jose Church.
让我们放在心上。
So let's put this program in our mind.
全力以赴的投入来预备这个圣功。
Let's devote our time and effort into this sacred works.
来祷告。
Let's operate together in one accord.